Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari
Shri Nama Sankirtanam Ki Jai Om Vishwapada Paramahamsa Parivartacharya Ashtotra Shri Srimati Jvayan Gurusya Se Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishwapada Paramahamsa Parivartacharya Ashtotra Shri Srimati Jvayan Gurusya Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai All Gurus Assembled Devotees Hare Krishna All Gurus Assembled Devotees Hare Krishna All Gurus Assembled Devotees Hare Krishna All Glories, All Glories, All Glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudhiraye nashtaprayeshu bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatir uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki krishnaya vasudevaya devaki nandanaya cha nandagopa kumaraya govindaya namo namaha Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobheshtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurum Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Gunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam, Savadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha, Nama Om Vishnupadaya, Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Nitinamine Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण यहाँ पर, हरे कृष्ण यहाँ पर हिंदी में बोलने का प्रयास करूँगा कथा। तो कृष्ण लीलामृत कृष्ण लीला कथामृत का श्रृंखला चालू है और शुरुआत में हमने देखा कृष्ण किशोर प्रभु ने भगवान का आगमन के बारे में बताया और किस प्रकार से वसुदेव जी कंस से वार्तालाप करते हैं और उनको ओके थैंक यू। सो वी हैव बीन सीइंग द सीरीज ऑफ कृष्ण लीला वेयर कृष्ण किशोर प्रभु हैज बीन एज जस्ट स्पोक अबाउट एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण अबाउट हिज अपियरेंस वसुदेव्स discussions with Kamsa and how he convinces Kamsa ultimately in order to especially protect the life of Mother Devaki. And then we heard from Mukundanand Prabhu about very hopeful pastime of Putana, Ashavadi, very very hopeful pastime. If a demoness like Putana can get a position in the spiritual world, a nurse in the spiritual world, what to speak of sadhakas who can make so much of advancement. And what an opportunity Srila Prabhupada has created for us in terms of abhideya, in terms of the services availability, and in terms of the daily practice of our Krishna consciousness. And yesterday we heard from His Grace Amarendra Prabhu a very scholarly and devotional rendition of Srimad Bhagavatam about the first verse from the Panchar Rasalila, the first five chapters, first verse of the five chapters of Rasalila, proving how Krishna's pastimes are not mundane. If so many devotees, right from, of course, Krishna himself and then Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasadeva, so many devotees are describing, and then coming down the line, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Goswamis, and all such great renunciates are relishing Srimad Bhagavatam, and especially these pastimes, then it just cannot be mundane. So today we will continue the series of Krishna Lila Kathamrit, and today we'll concentrate and focus on this pastime of Brahma Vimohan Leela. Very unique pastime, a lot of lessons to learn, too many things accomplished in just this one pastime. Many, many significant points being established, actually the conclusions are being established in this particular pastime. So we'll just read this verse and then we'll discuss on this particular. This is 10, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13 and Verse 44. Evam sammohayan Vishnum Vimoham Vishwamohanam Swayaiva Mayayajo Api Swayam Eva Vimohita एवं सम्मोहयन् विष्णुं विमोहं विश्वमोहनं स्वयैव मायया जो अपि स्वयं एव विमोहिता एवं सम्मोहयन् विष्णुं विमोहं विश्वमोहनं स्वयैव मायया जो अपि स्वयं एव विमोहिता। In the interest of time, I'll just read the translation. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Thus, because Lord Brahma wanted to mystify the all-pervading Lord Krishna, who can never be mystified, but who, on the contrary, mystifies the entire universe, He Himself was put into bewilderment by His own mystic power. So as we are discussing, it's a very, very unique pastime, where
multiple things are being accomplished through this particular pastime. At the outset itself, we can benefit by knowing what is the glory of hearing this particular pastime. Anyone who hears this pastime with attention and with devotion, it is said that all one's intense spiritual desires get fulfilled. Or if we have intense spiritual desires, they will get fulfilled just by attentively and devotionally hearing this particular pastime. If we see at the outset, who are the people who are actually bewildered in this pastime? Primarily it is Lord Brahma, but other than Brahma, there are many others who are bewildered. The category is, of course, an entire category of Vrajavasis. All the Vrajavasis simultaneously also were bewildered. The difference being that they were not aware, they were bewildered. But they were happy that they were bewildered, because they were able to experience the reciprocation of Krishna. Directly Krishna is incarnate or expanding himself as cowherd boys and the cows. It gives so much pleasure that they were not bothered that they were bewildered. Just like sometimes when a person dreams, when he has a sweet dream, nice dream, when he's woken up, he feels disturbed. He says, at least I was happy in the dream. So here, this was of course real, but they were happy in their bewilderment, and they were not even aware that they were bewildered. But they were very, very blissful just to have the connection with Krishna. And one more very, very essential personality, a category or a personality to be bewildered, which we don't find in any of the other pastimes. Like tomorrow, if you are going to hear about Kaliya pastime, Kaliya Daman, at that time it is described that all the Vrajavasis were in so much of anxiety, but Balaram was smiling. What is this water snake? In Vaikuntha, in the spiritual world, Krishna is just very peacefully resting on Anantashesh. What is this small water snake? He's calling Kali eyes like that. So Balaram was not bewildered. But in this particular pastime, we see Brahma is the one who is primarily bewildered. The entire pastime is enacted in order to teach lessons to Lord Brahma. But other than that, the entire Vrajavasis are bewildered, but they are happy to be bewildered. And Lord Balaram is also bewildered. Even in this case, if we see, Krishna wants Balaram to be in bewilderment just so that he does not feel separation from the cowherd boys and the cows. Krishna himself is feeling a lot of separation. In fact, that is why he is not very happy with Brahma, because Brahma, by this pastime, he is separating the cowherd boys and the cows from Krishna. Although Krishna could himself expand in all these forms, but he was still feeling separation. How do we feel? We are talking with ourselves. How do we feel? We are having a picnic with ourselves. Of course, ourselves means not one person, the entire group. But in this case, the entire group has been expanded in the form of Krishna. Krishna himself has expanded in so many different forms. But he didn't want Lord Balaram to undergo the same situation. At least Lord Balaram be in that. Of course, this bewilderment is out of Yoga Maya. Obviously not Mahamaya. This is out of Yoga Maya. But in this particular unique pastime, we find even Lord Brahma appears to be bewildered. And just 5-6 days before the pastime is about to be revealed closely, minutely for everyone, before that, Lord Brahma is getting a glimpse of actually what is going on here. So we can see there are four parts of this bewilderment, of what are the different stages in which Lord Brahma feels bewildered. Probably that's why he has four heads, each of the head getting one part of it. So the first is when he sees when he hears the celebrations of Aghasurs being killed. And a small innocent boy has killed a great demon like Aghasur. It was what, 8 miles? 12 miles. Such a big demon as Aghasur has been killed by a small innocent boy. So this was his first level of bewilderment. So just because of that, he actually comes down. That's why it is described that Shrinvata Swadhamno Anti, very close to his planet, that means Brahmaloka. So initially the the celebrations is happening in heavenly planets, but it is described that the sound vibrations were so much, probably they must be using djembe or something, you know, the sound vibrations are passing, and it is described that even in the planets closer to Brahmaloka, Janaloka, Maharloka, Tapaloka, there also these vibrations were being heard, and that's why Brahmaji, hearing that, like sometimes when devotees go for a Harinam Sankirtan, people come outside and in the windows, in the balconies, and they see what's happening. They hear the pastime and they come closer to see what's happening. So like that, Brahma hears that celebrations and comes down to see what's happening here. And when he comes down to see, a small innocent boy who the Shastras claim that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and especially when he sees them playing with the coward boys and eating their remnants, that was too much for Lord Brahma to fathom. That caused a great bewilderment. So first was just by hearing that a small innocent boy has killed a great demon like Aghasur. The second, he feels bewildered by seeing the small innocent boy who is called as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is eating the remnants of his friends. And the third level of his bewilderment, which happens towards the end of the pastime, is when he sees so many coward boys. I had actually captured the entire set and kept them in a cave. And when I come here, I still see as if nothing has happened. Krishna is still playing with the coward boys. The cows are still there. And it looks probably did I not steal? Or I stole, but they are duplicate, they are original, like he is just bewildered. Which one is right? Is this the right set of coward boys? Or is the other one which I have captured the right set of coward boys? And in factually, neither were. Neither were right, because both were not the original set of coward boys. So that brings to another question, how many sets of coward boys were there? One was a duplicate, one was Krishna's expansion, and another was the original, which were present in Vrindavan, which were basically not visible. And that's how Brahmaji practically gets bewildered. Ye sahi, kya wo sahi? And that is why in Vrindavan today there is a village named Sei. Ye sahi, ya wo sahi? Actually, dono bhi sahi nahi the, lekin fir bhi wahan par ek gaon hai, Sei naam ka, jisko sambodhit kar raha hai. So, this is third level. And finally, when he sees all these countless coward boys, such countless coward boys are manifesting their form of Lord Vishnu. He's seeing from the coward boys arising form of Lord Vishnu. This was too much for Lord Brahma with all his four heads to fathom. Previously, he has seen many, many Brahmas, and that was too much for him, because he was four-headed Brahma, and when he sees there are so many other Brahmas which Krishna has invited just to give a glimpse to Lord Brahma, now he is seeing so many Vishnu forms. Why will he not get bewildered? So these were the four different levels of his bewilderment. And finally, actually, when he sees Krishna actually not expanding as Vishnu also, Krishna still remains as a small, innocent, coward boy. And that is the time when Lord Brahma literally comes down to the ground, falls on the ground, and offers obeisances. Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I completely accept, you know, that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although you are not demonstrating your opulence. Krishna did not demonstrate Aishwarya. He still remained. Although the coward boys manifested as Lord Vishnu, but Krishna still remained as a small, innocent coward boy. And so it's interesting to note that Lord Brahma, it's like some of us will have, like, you know, whatever our, we have 50 kgs, 60 kgs, 100 kgs of body, we may have some 100 grams of intelligence, varies that also. So Lord Brahma, his entire body is made of intelligence, plus he has four heads. So with all these qualifications, being the creator of this entire universe, or in one sense we can say secondary creator of this entire universe, what is a qualification? So of course, on one hand, we have to pray to Lord Brahma that we are speaking about this particular pastime. Of course, there is nothing to be ashamed of. Even Lord Brahma will be happy to hear that he was defeated by his spiritual, by his master, at the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But at the same time, he happens to be the Sampradaya Acharya, the founder Acharya of the Sampradaya. And we have to understand that it is not a mundane mistake. It is Krishna who wanted to enact this pastime, and in order to teach lessons to the conditioned souls, Krishna is engaging Lord Brahma through this particular pastime, and through that he is actually teaching us a lot of lessons. If you want to compare this particular pastime or to get a glimpse or a comparison, then we can get a similar comparison with Uddhava when he was sent to Vrindavan to meet the gopis and deliver a message or a letter by Lord Krishna saying that I will come soon. So when Uddhava comes to Vrindavan and when he sees the devotion of the gopis, he just feels as if he's a non-devotee. Looking at the extreme devotion of the exhibited by the gopis, he feels, what am I doing? Although I am continuously with Krishna, but I am not so Krishna conscious as exhibited by these gopis who are so Krishna conscious even in the absence of Krishna. And to that extent, he actually performs tapasya and aspires to become a gulmalata, become a small plant in the holy land of Vrindavan. Similarly, here you'll find Lord Brahma, who was initially so-called having a little bit of slight pride or wanted to test Krishna, but when he understood the glory of Supreme Personality of Godhead, what opulence he has, in spite of having that opulence, he is happy in the sweetness, he is happy in the madhurya, and which is why Lord Brahma also wanted to become just mountains, a stone in the holy land of Barsana, as Bhangad, Mangad, Dhangad and Vilasgad. And similarly, as in the Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, he aspires that please give me a role in which I will have no post and position. I just want to be bereft of the post and position. This post and position has made me blind so much that I have the audacity to actually test you. Audacity to test you. Sometimes an aspiring disciple may be told that you have a right to test the spiritual master. The right to test means just to ensure that he is bona fide, he is qualified in order to give to deliver the conditioned souls. But it's ultimately playing with fire. But at the same time, one has the right to test. But in this case, here Lord Brahma is actually testing whether he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when he is finally revealed, and when it is finally revealed, and when he actually realizes that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he feels very humbled. But that humbled is not humiliated. He's not humiliated. He's not that feeling, I'm. He's not going into a depression zone. He's actually crying tears of joy. He cries tears, but those tears are not of depression, but actually tears of joy. So with all this, we will just try to get a little more deeper into the Leela. And just before the Leela, again, there are, as I said, like throwing one stone and you get multiple fruits. So like that, through this particular pastime, Krishna is enacting so many things. Krishna is establishing so many conclusions through this particular pastimes. So we'll just quickly see that, and then we'll go through the Leela in depth as much as possible. So through this particular pastime, Krishna is establishing that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are his insignificant parts and parcels. Very, very extremely clear. If a person like Lord Brahma, who is practically having 48 or 50 qualities, and Krishna is considered as full of 64, so it is very, very clearly established Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we as living entities are insignificant parts and parcels. Krishna is also establishing in this conclusion of the truth that he eternally reciprocates with his devotees. Particularly in this pastime, we can see how for the pleasure of the cows and the elderly gopis who desired that, oh, Krishna is, you know, Mother Yashoda is having such a wonderful time with Krishna. If we also get an opportunity to serve Krishna in a similar fashion, how nice it would be. it was not out of envy, but it was a feeling that if we can also have, you know, something like our Gopal Bhatta Goswami, when he was considering, oh, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami are worshipping the deities, how nice if, because he had Shaligram, and how nice if I also have. And then to fulfill the desire, Krishna manifests as Sri Sri Radha Raman. So like that, Krishna wants to fulfill the desires of the elderly gopis and the cows who desired to have Krishna, to serve Krishna in the form of mothers. So Krishna fulfills their desires. Another important point established, conclusion established here is, descending knowledge is much superior to ascending knowledge. Avaroha Panta is more superior to Aroha. In this modern world, people try to, you know, it's indirect theorem, people try to test and then try to come to a conclusion. Is this true? But the Vedas typically talk about descending knowledge. That Avaroha Panta, when the knowledge descends from the top, then because the knowledge, because the scriptures are so bona fide, it is, one will actually get, faithfully get the absolute truth. Knowledge of the absolute truth. Shri Shradam Daman Chandra Bhagavan ki jai, Shri Shri Ganath Baladev Subhudramaya ki jai, Shri Shri Gauranithai Bhagavan ki jai. Additionally, just like when the cowherd boys expanded as the, or Krishna expands himself as the cowherd boys, or in the end, or what is being displayed as they are all Lord Vishnu himself. So it is being described as Sarvam Jagat Vishnumayam. Actually, Vishnu is, in fact, the word Vishnu, him, not itself or himself, means all-pervading. Vishnu means all-pervading. So what to speak of so many, all these cowherd boys manifesting their form as Lord Vishnu. Sarvam Jagat Vishnumayam. In fact, Kamsa was very, very Krishna conscious, although it was unfavorable, but he was nevertheless very Krishna conscious. Another important point established in this pastime is that Krishna is the master of all the demigods, including Lord Brahma. Even when Hiranyakashipu was torturing all the demigods, it was except Lord Brahma. Even Indra would get disturbed, but Lord Brahma would never get affected. But in this pastime, it is proved how Krishna is the master of all the demigods, including Lord Brahma. Another very conclusive truth proved in this particular pastime is Krishna is the source of even Lord Vishnu, which is a perennial debate in many, many different discussions. And here it is very conclusively proved that Lord Vishnu comes from Lord Krishna, or Lord Krishna is the source of Lord Vishnu. And two other very important, one is sweetness of Vrindavan, or the Madhurya of Vrindavan, is much, much higher or sweeter than the opulence of Vaikuntha, which is what, when he saw all the different cowherd boys manifesting as Lord Vishnu, and yet Krishna was still the same innocent cowherd boy. So the sweetness of Madhurya, sweetness of Vrindavan, is actually much, much higher than the opulence of Vaikuntha. And finally, one should be very conscious and careful not to display one's prowess in front of one's superior. One has to be, because one has to understand one is playing with fire, to display one's prowess in front of one's superior. So all those different truths are being established very conclusively through this particular pastime. So we will try to see this pastime a little more in detail, just to see the various aspects of Krishna Leela here. So it is described that when Brahma heard about this, that Aghasur has been killed, the celebrations were going on, he comes down and wants to see what's happening. Interestingly, this pastime took place on Balaram Jayanti. Started on Balaram Jayanti and ended on Balaram Jayanti. So both times, Lord Balaram was absent. Absent means he didn't come to play with the cowherd boys, because he was kept back at home and he had to be given the ceremonial bath and gifts to the brahmanas and yagya and many other aspects. So from that perspective, we can say Lord Balaram was not aware, but as we see that it was just 5-6 days before it was revealed to Lord Balaram. But it took place on Balaram Jayanti. So Agasur, morning Agasur was killed, and eventually this pastime takes place during the lunch time when Krishna is playing with the cowherd boys. So when Brahma comes down to hear what's happening and actually to see, one thing he was surprised was that Agasur was a great demon, but it was described that the soul which came out as an effulgence actually enters into Krishna's body. And this time it is described that this demon does not get Sayujya Mukti, rather he gets Sarupya. Again a great bewilderment, such a demon is getting Sarupya Mukti. So Balaram comes down to see what's happening here. So during as it is described that during Balaram Jayanti, that this is being manifested, starting also as well as ending also. So interestingly, Shukadeva Goswami says that when the cowherd boys were 5 years old, this pastime took place, and they described this pastime when they were 6 years old, after a year, as if it had happened on that very day. So we have to be very grateful to Parikshit Maharaj that we are getting an opportunity to hear this pastime. If Parikshit Maharaj would not have asked a question, which we can say probably he has a right for it, that for the past 5 days he has been hearing continuously without any break, and in 2 days he is going to depart. So does he really need to get into so much details and intricacy of, you know, so what if it's spoken after a year? But he was attentive enough to catch that point and ask Shukadeva Goswami that how is it that this pastime took place when the cowherd boys were 5 years, and then it was relayed, it was spoken after a year. And Shukadeva Goswami gets so blissful just by hearing that question, knowing that Parikshit Maharaj is so attentive. It was not a mundane just attention. He was attentive in hearing Krishna Leela. Shukadeva Goswami feels so blissful. He says, "You are Esha Bhagavata Uttama." He describes, he glorifies him as saying, "You are Bhagavata Uttama." Why? Yan Nutayasi Nutayasasi Ishasya Shrinvan Api Katam Muhu. You are relishing this pastime, very, very new rasas that you are actually getting here. So to get, Prabhupada in the purport describes, that's one of the symptoms of an advanced soul, that one is able to hear Krishna's pastimes without considering that I have heard this or I have spoken this so many times. He says that's one of the symptoms of an advanced soul. He relishes hearing Krishna Katha. Yan Nutanayasi Ishasya. Newer and newer rasas. For us, we might get newer and newer rasas in prasadam. Now, every day, like none of us feel that yesterday also I took prasad. Yesterday also I took breakfast, lunch, dinner. Today also I have to take. Nobody feels that. But every prasad we feel, we look forward. Aaj breakfast mein kya hoga? Aaj lunch mein kya hoga? Some anticipation is there. But when it comes to Krishna Leela, then that if we are not getting that Nutanayasi Ishasya, if we are not getting that newer and newer rasas, then it basically means there is something lacking. And in order to rise one step ahead, we have to find some taste. Ultimately, Vedas are like, it's like a vast ocean. If we are superficially swimming on the top, we will not be able to get jewels. The more deeper one swims, the more he is able to find some jewels and he is able to find some rasas. Ultimately, the rasa should not even come just because there are some new points I discovered. That is a further level of it. And one should be able to relish Krishna Katha. Obviously, it's a lifelong process, and each one of us needs to know where we are and how we can increase our taste for Krishna Katha. But Shukadeva Goswami was extremely happy to hear the attentiveness that Parikshit Maharaj has exhibited, and he begins to describe this particular pastime. So he says that after Agasur was killed, Krishna, typically these demons come as like an appetizer for their lunchtime, and once these demons are killed, so now they are getting, of course, Krishna is the one who kills, but everyone gets hungry, the cowherd boys also. And Krishna takes them to a beautiful scenic spot and says that, let's fix this place as our picnic spot today. For them, it was practically a picnic on a daily basis. And Krishna selected, personally selected their place, nice sandy place, a river nearby, and beautiful lush trees, and there are birds chirping, bumblebees. So very, very beautiful scenic place. So Krishna says, let us have our lunch pastime here. And all the cowherd boys opened. They used to carry their tiffins with a stick and potli on the at the end of the stick. So they opened their different tiffin boxes, and it is described that different cowherd boys used different types of plates. Some used leaves, some used fruits, some used baskets, some so different varieties, rocks. So like different varieties of plates were there. All plates were not identical, different plates. But the prasadam was extremely delicious, that they were actually sharing. And that's what typically picnic is, that you're just having a gala time, nice, wonderful time, sharing with the friends, laughing and, pulling each other's legs in a lighter mood, and, just being happy with each other and having nice prasadam. Everybody is just laughing and just going on. So, from the top, when Lord Brahma is seeing, just now he killed the small innocent boy, just now he killed a demon like Agasur, and now he is just playing with the cowherd boys. And to add further to his amazement, when he is seeing Krishna is having remnants of the cowherd boys, to such an extent, some devotees describe that when Krishna is playing with the cowherd boys, and then when he is eating the remnants, to such an extent that he is running behind the cowherd boys to catch the chhas, the buttermilk, which a cowherd boy has drank, and he is just, what do you call, presses his cheeks so that the buttermilk comes out of his mouth, and Krishna is directly drinking that remnants of the buttermilk. Now this was too much for Lord Brahma to fathom, because Krishna is called Yajna Bhuk, one who accepts the bhoga. We have to perform yajna, and then pujari is so much achaman, and so much procedures are there, tedious procedures are there, in order to invite Krishna, please come and accept this bhoga with love and devotion when we invite. But here Krishna is practically snatching food from the cowherd boys, is drinking the buttermilk from the different cowherd boys, and then Brahma feels this yajna bhuk, one who eats only when yajna is being performed. How is this possible? And he says, I really want to test. So basically Krishna was sitting with the flute on his right waist, and with a bugle, the buffalo horn, on the left side, and beautiful scene of having masarana kavalam, curd rice. Prabhupada says, rice with first class curd, masarana kavalam. He says, on his left hand, he was having curd rice, and this beautiful scene, which we typically see in many Govindas, and where prasadam is there. So Krishna sitting in the center of the whirl of the lotus flower, and all the cowherd boys, Mani Raja Mandalam, it is described that many circles, encirclements of the cowherd boys, all of them facing Krishna. Krishna is in the center, and all are facing Krishna. With, like, if someone asks, how many cowherd boys were there? Kitne aadmi the? Kitne gwalbal the? Agar aisa koi, somebody asks, it is like, it was practically countless. But at the same time, all those countless cowherd boys were sitting in such wonderful encirclements with Krishna in the center. And Prabhupada gives such a beautiful purport. That's the goal of our life. That's how one has to orchestrate one's life. If we just keep Krishna in our center, fulla drisha, these cowherd boys, because they were facing Krishna, because they were, all of them were facing towards Krishna, their faces were so lit. Their faces were so effulgent because of facing, turning their face towards Krishna. And Prabhupada says, if one keeps Krishna in the center, our lives will become meaningful and successful. So Brahma is desiring to test. Let me see what this innocent cowherd boy can do if I just do some mischief, just play some fun. So nearby the cows were grazing and they had gone to drink water. So now they just went deep into the forest. So this is also being described as the cows are compared, from an analogy perspective, the cows are compared to the mind, and the green grass is being described as temptations. The green grass was offering some temptations to these cows, and these cows, in search of this green grass, went deep into the forest, and naturally they get lost. So they get very, very deep. So the cowherd boys feel very disturbed. It's like, for personally they were very satisfied, but because they have a responsibility, they feel that disturbance. Yes, this cows is entrusted it's my responsibility to take care of them. So I have to be anxious for it. But Krishna tells them, you please continue your pastime. You continue your eating. You continue your honoring your lunch prasadam, and I will personally go and fetch your cows back. So do not worry about it. Krishna, who has practically no responsibilities to perform, natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate, practically no duties to perform in this material world, but on his own, voluntarily, he takes up this voluntary service. And what is that voluntary service? To eternally serve his devotees, to eternally please his devotees, to eternally fulfill the desires of his devotees. So Krishna tells all the cowherd boys, you please continue, do not have a break in your lunch prasadam pastime, and I will personally go and fetch all the cows. So saying like this, Krishna is going ahead, and Lord Brahma has already made up his mind to test Krishna. So he just disappears that entire set of cows. And again, when Krishna comes back, he does not see the entire set of cowherd boys. So it is described that Krishna appears to be ignorantly anxious just to give pleasure to Lord Brahma. It's like when a father and a child are playing. If the child, has some item in his hands, and then initially he shows the item, and after some time he keeps his hands back, and then or goes to another room and keeps that item there, and then comes back and asks the father, which hand it is there? And it's not there in either of the hands. And the father says, "Ah!" The father expresses, "Oh, how is it? Just now, moments ago, you had some item in your hands, and now it is disappeared." So when the father expresses that anxiety or anxiousness, the child feels very, very happy. "Ah, I fooled my father." But if the child goes back into the room and sees that item is not there, that is what Krishna did. That is what Krishna did eventually. Initially he was anxious. "What's happening? Ah, where are the cowherd boys? Where are the cows?" But later on, Brahma, when he goes back and sees, "I kept it here. I actually fooled my father. I kept it in the another room, and now it's not here also. And when I come back, the item is here also. It's here also. What's happening? Which item? Which cowherd boys? Which set is right?" So initially, he appeared to be ignorantly anxious just to please Lord Brahma. And in order to ensure that the mothers, elderly gopis, and the cows of Vrindavan are not anxious, just imagine what will happen if by evening these cowherd boys and the cows do not return. Now Krishna has gone. It is Krishna who organizes, orchestrates everything. Krishna only calls early morning, blows his bugle and calls all the cowherd boys, "Hello, let's go for a picnic," and all that. And evening, if Krishna comes alone, all elderly gopis will ask, "What happened? Where are the others? What did you do?" So much questions he has to answer. So Krishna says, "Let me expand myself into all the cowherd boys. Let me not put them into great anxiety." And also, naturally, to please the mothers and the cows, because they had a desire, intense desire, not with envy, but an intense desire to serve Krishna as a small boy, as their own son. So when they had this intense desire, Krishna goes out of his way to fulfill their desires and expands himself into all those countless cowherd boys and countless cows. Such beautiful description, Sukadeva Goswami explains, it is described exact number of cowherd boys and the cows. So when we say exact, if it is 2, 3, 4, we can say exact means, okay, as much as that. But when that exact is countless, it has to be countlessly exact. The same number. Just imagine if 2 cowherd boys were extra. It would appear like Pragosh or something. Na? Pralamba Suru pastime like that. Or if 2 were less, then two mothers, 2 elderly gopis would be in anxiety. Everybody has come except my son. It was exact number expansions, and even superlative degree is that Krishna expands into each of these cowherd boys and performs the exact nature of how they behave. Now this is really unfathomable. If somebody wants to play the role of a big famous person, for example, somebody wants to play the role of a Gandhi or nowadays, you know, the Prime Minister. So you have to watch the movements. You know, if you have to play a role, how does he walk? Siddha Pragyasa Kahabhasha, like that, you know. Samadhistasa Keshava. How does he walk? How does he talk? You know, how does he behave? How does he shake hands? You have to study that. After that, one is able to play a role. Okay, you know, and that also is understandably an imitation. Krishna was more original than the original. Like, what's happening here? More original than the original, because he knows what is the innermost desires of each living entity. It's very hope-giving for each one of us to know that actually Krishna knows what's our likings, what's our dislikings, probably more than ourselves. Sometimes we ourselves may be confused. Sometimes we say, ye achha lagta hai, sometimes we say, achha nahi lag raha. Because the mind is likings and dislikings. But Krishna knows what we will like and what we will dislike. And the knowledge is just not enough. Krishna can actually has the prowess to fulfill those desires. So Krishna expands into each and every cowherd boy, knows the intricacy of the behavior. Like sometimes it is said, idiosyncrasies. Everybody has, you know, certain nature's behavior. When we speak, the way we act, the way we shake hands or something. Krishna is knowing all those intricate details and manifests all those details in order to please the mother, the elderly gopis and the cows. And so, like we discussed, it was a blissful bewilderment for the Vrajavasis. Blissful bewilderment because now, what was the change? What was earlier and now what is the change? The earlier what was happening was, the elderly gopis would love Krishna more than their sons. Now this is unheard of in the material world. Even if the neighbor's child is more scholarly and more submissive and all that, still one loves one's own son only. Even if the son is like a Dhritarashtra, Duryodhan, Dhritarashtra still had that affection for Duryodhan. So generally, it's a natural phenomenon of parents showing affection to their own sons. But in Vrindavan, everybody loved Krishna more than their own sons. But now, that distinction disappeared. Mamaka, Pandava, not like that. Now that distinction disappeared. Now, they loved their own sons as much as they loved Krishna. Because their own sons were expansions of Krishna. So that distinction very beautifully just disappeared. And they were also just wondering, what's happening? Suddenly we have so much love. It is described that the elderly gopas also would come and have breast milk from the from their mothers. And the elderly calves who were, I mean, what I'm trying to say is they were not supposed to drink milk. Elderly calves, like what is happening in 5-6 days just before closing of the pastime is when the cows and the calves are grazing on the top of the Govardhan Hill, and when they see the younger calves down, the cows madly rush to meet these cows because they were expansions of Krishna. So it is said that they had other younger cows who were actually drinking milk, which means these set were not supposed to drink milk from the udders of their mother. But still, it was so surprising having younger children, but still you are feeding middle-aged person. So these cows were doing that, the elderly gopis also were doing that. So they were blissful in bewilderment because it was Krishna's expansion. So when this pastime is just being revealed 5-6 days before next Balaram Jayanti is coming up, so Balaram is just wondering and watching, what's happening here? Everybody loves Krishna, that is understandable in Vrindavan, but now everybody is loving their own children and the cows are loving their cows as much as they loved Krishna. What happened here? What's happening here? So then he started wondering, are these cowherd boys some great rishis like Narada or sages, great sages? Or these cowherd boys are some demigods? Or it is the power of illusory energy? But he was confident, I cannot be bewildered by any of these. If I have to be bewildered, it has to be Yogamaya. He was confident. Similarly, when we get bewildered, we can be confident. It is Mahamaya. When Balaram gets bewildered, he is confident, it has to be Yogamaya. So then, this kind of bewilderment does not humiliate a person, it humbles a person. And it increases their attraction for Krishna. How great my master is. How insignificant I am and how great my master is. So he inquires from Krishna. I mean, he had this so-called in doubt and just a clarification, and he just asked from Krishna, and Krishna narrates and yes, what you're thinking is right. And at the same time, Krishna did not want him to be in bewilderment because otherwise he would feel separation from the cowherd boys. So in that way, the entire year he was also in blissful bewilderment. And finally, when Lord Brahma comes to see, because he comes within a moment from Brahma's calculation, which happens to be 1 year on the earthly planet. So when he comes and sees that all Krishna is, because he was expecting Krishna would be crying or anxious, what's happened, how will he answer all the elderly gopis and all. So when he sees Krishna is still continuing to playing with the cowherd boys and all the cows are also still there, so quickly he goes back and checks all the cowherd boys which he has kept. Bhagavatam describes that Maya Arbaka, they were actually illusory set of cowherd boys. Just like Ravana could not capture original Sita, he captured Maya Sita. Similarly, Lord Brahma does not have the adhikar to capture the cowherd boys who were basically Ittham Satam. These people were performed so much pious credits that they deserve to play with Krishna. So Lord Brahma did not have the adhikar to capture them. That's why they were considered as Maya Arbaka, that Maya illusory cowherd boys. And quickly he goes back to the cave to see whether they are there. Then he finds them there. Again comes and sees here also they are there. So Brahma is wondering, is it that when I come to the cave, Krishna is putting this set of, getting all the set of cowherd boys and putting them in the cave before I reach the cave? And then when I come back, again he takes that set of cowherd boys and puts them in Vrindavan. What's happening? Ye sahi ya wo sahi? And that is how that we find that is a village denoting this, signifying this, Sei, a village named Sei, where this particular pastime happened. That place, the sand is so extraordinarily soft. You will actually experience Vrindavan there, extraordinarily soft on the pathway. So, ye sahi ya wo sahi, like when Brahma is bewildered, what's happening? Eventually, he sees all the set of cowherd boys manifesting their form as Lord Vishnu. Now, the bewilderment is increasing and increasing, superlatively increasing. To see them as Lord Vishnu, just like we say, Krishna is never alone, he is with his entourage. Similarly, when you see Lord Vishnu, he will also not be alone. He will be with his set of the demigods offering prayers and all. Seeing countless Vishnus, can we imagine? Just like when Arjuna went with Lord Krishna to see Mahavishnu, to see one Mahavishnu, that is also bewildering, because what is the size of Mahavishnu and what is size of an insignificant jiva. What to speak of seeing countless Vishnus simultaneously. And even more bewildering is to see Krishna not expanding as Vishnu. Because in Krishna Lila we find most of the demons that he kills very, very nonchalantly. As if it's a bayat ka khela, just a very, very easily. So he does not even show his prowess. So in this way he's just sitting, and the last scene is Lord Brahma sees Krishna with Masarana Kavalam, with curd rice in his left hand and flute in his right waist and bugle on his left waist, and he is ignorantly searching the cowherd boys and the cows. Now this was short circuit for Lord Brahma. Maharaj describes this was, he literally got a short circuit with all his four heads and full of intelligence, body full of intelligence and four heads. What's happening here? And finally, he just described that he falls on the ground, dandavat, like a golden rod. His body is said to be golden, dandavat. Prabhupada describes, one should not simply say dandavat, one should offer also dandavat. So he falls like a golden rod on the ground. It is described that demigods do not touch the ground, touch the earth, ground of the earth. But here, Lord Brahma just gave up all his pride of the position that he holds and practically rolls on the ground. It is described all his four heads he touches at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. It may be difficult for us to imagine, but probably he must be rolling 360 degrees in order to offer obeisances to Lord Krishna with all the four heads. But he was practically so humbled and so happy. So after seeing all this, it is described he is not able to see anything further after seeing all these beautiful forms of Lord Vishnu. After that, he actually sees Vrindavan, a place where there is no hunger, there is no thirst, where there is no anger. Mitrani Iva, where humans and animals can coexist peacefully. Like yesterday, Prabhuji was describing Aranyam, where there is no fight. So where humans and animals can coexist peacefully without any envy, without any anger. Mitrani Iva, with friendship. So Brahma was shown this beautiful scene, and he felt so blessed to see this beautiful drishya of Vrindavan, understanding that the sweetness of Vrindavan is much, much higher than the opulence of Vaikuntha. The sweetness is so very dear. So that is why finally he offers very beautiful prayers, which comes as the next chapter, where very heartfelt prayers. Generally, devotees may sometimes feel prayers are too long and we want to skip. But Lord Brahma's prayers are one of the best. Tatenu Kampamsa Samikshamano, and such extraordinarily beautiful prayers that he offers. Very heartfelt. And that's why you find Brahma Samhita, Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So, we may also repeat it, but when a person who is realized, when he offers that, when he says that, it has a different weightage. And especially after seeing this entire pastime, who will ever forget that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So to that extent, he offers such extraordinary prayers and begs that let me not be blinded by the post and position that I have. And so please offer me a role in your future pastimes that I will not have any post and position. And I'll actually be so insignificant. Lord Krishna fulfills that desire. And as when he comes in Chaitanya Leela, he offers this extraordinary role of Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur ki jai. Such a beautiful aspiration that he had, that I should not be blinded by the post and position and the facilities that come with it. Of course, we can definitely pray that while we may not aspire or hanker for the post and position, at the same time, because there is an institution, one has to occupy the post and position, and simultaneously one has to, it's a constant perennial tug of war where one tries to learn in how to practice servant leadership. That the post and position, in one sense, is very distractive and destructive, can be destructive in our journey of spiritual life. One has to be extraordinarily cautious. At the same time, from the perspective of service, it is very much required. So if we learn the art of servant leadership, that will benefit our growth in spiritual life. At the same time, it will benefit the community as well. So that is why it is described that leadership is not a designation. It is a responsibility. It is not just a designation. It is a great responsibility. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Brahma Vimohan Leela ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaurabhakta Vrinda ki jai.